Grace, mercy, and peace are indeed yours from God your Father, in and from his Son, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The word of the Lord, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Choices. Everything in life involves choices on our part. What clothes am I going to wear today? My Hawaiian shirt and baggy pants, or my preppy button-down shirt and tan khakis? What should I eat for lunch? The dining hall's brats with sauerkraut, or the double-thick pizza smothered with cheese and onions? What should I watch on TV, Dancing with the Stars or Dancing with Joel Osteen? And how should I spend my time? A choice there as well. Should I skip Newfer's class to write Just paper, or should I skip Just class to write Newfer's paper? Should I read my paper or blow it off and go down to the gym for a little basketball? Should I spend a few extra hours on my studies or a few extra hours with my family? Should I spend time with the lonely student at Phoebe House, or should I get my laundry done? And should I call on the Greens family, numbers 1 through 18, or get those papers graded? Yes, many choices. Choices we make, sometimes wonderful, sometimes not so good. If you look back, you've made many wonderful choices, some of you spouses, all of you joining churches, churches that support you, churches that love you, churches that care for you. Why, you have even chosen Concordia Theological Seminary over Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, even though the St. Louis Seminary is second among all the seminaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Some of your choices and some of my choices have not been so wonderful. We can think back to times, some a long time ago and some fairly recent, when we really blew it on our choices. Perhaps we bought a car that broke down right away. Perhaps we had a strategy for getting ready for a final exam and it simply failed. Or even worse, perhaps somewhere in our past, we have choices involving alcohol, drugs, sexual desire, lust for money. And some of our choices, let it be clear, that our society makes are pretty horrid as well. To be pro-choice in this day and age really means to be pro-death for all of those little children unborn in their mother's wombs, children who can't make choices themselves. In the words of a pro-life bumper sticker, it is a child, not a choice. God knows that when sinful man is left to do his own self-centered choosing, things usually go wrong. Look at Adam's choice of trees, many other biblical examples. And in the words of the hymn we just sang, we have a darkened heart in mind, and the world enthralls us. Well, fortunately, even as we naturally dwell in the darkness of our sinful flesh and have to live for it day by day and have to pay for our choices, God has had the final word with us. Christ didn't leave us alone, didn't leave the disciples alone. No, he chose them, and he chose us to be his own. Again, from the hymn we just sang, Lord, 'tis not that I did choose thee, that I know could never be. Thou hast from the sin that stained me washed and cleansed and set me free. What a joy to know that our salvation does not depend upon any attitude, any aptness, any ability, any work that lies within ourselves. For indeed we are dead in our trespasses and sins. We have minds that cannot be set on things of God. We are hostile to God by nature. We can't say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Indeed, we're saved by faith, faith that is a gift only from Christ himself. Now, you future pastors and deaconesses will serve in congregations and in cities where people are faced with all of these choices. 10 varieties of raisin bran, which one should we buy today? Which route should we take to the beach? MapQuest, Miss Garmin's, or the one given us at the gas pump? Which sports should our children play? Soccer, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, track, cross country? Which of the 200 different models and makes of cars should we buy? And even which of the treatments should our child with leukemia undergo? In the face of all these choices, we proclaim the one choice that God has made in Jesus Christ. He says, "You are mine. I have chosen you. Follow me because you are mine." We say we are Christ's. But what next? What do we do? Well, in the words of Dr. Masaki, and I know that he has this answer patented and trademarked, wrong question. The right question is, what will Christ be doing in us as his chosen people? And the answer is that he speaks words of love through our mouths. He does acts of kindness through our hands. He bears other burdens through our care and through our concern. So we go out proclaiming of what it means to be chosen, the world that has been chosen in Christ, and we who have been baptized and chosen in that way. We go out and we make choices. Our choices will sometimes be pretty poor in this world, but the choice that God has made in Jesus Christ to call us, to choose us, to make us his, are indeed a wonderful choice. In his holy name, amen.